As you watch the decline of our country and you look at the attack on parental rights, maybe you've considered homeschooling your kids. Maybe you've thought it's time to get out of Dodge, but you've also thought, I've got to work. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I can't be in two places at one time. I want to tell you about BJU Press Homeschool that is equipped with online teachers and online classes that will come alongside you as you seek to disciple and train your kids. There's just not a better fit. If you are hurried, if you've got kids at multiple ages, and you really need to make sure that each one is getting exactly what he or she needs, why not consider BJUPressHomeschool.com? It's been a game changer in our life. We love the homeschool hub. I mean, having their grades, having their tests and quizzes all in one place,
all arranged, you know,
we know what they're doing every day, and we know when they don't do something on a specific day. Oh my goodness, I just don't know where this has been all our homeschooling lives, but we're glad to be here now. Yeah. Visit our friends at BJUPressHomeschool.com. That's BJUPressHomeschool.com. Not only are they the premier sponsor of this podcast, but they have made a difference in our personal homeschooling journey. Visit BJUPressHomeschool.com today.
Tell them that Addison's sent you.
Thanks for listening to Culture Proof. I'm Miki, and we are still live at the Texas Homeschool Coalition Convention in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I have the opportunity to catch up with my fast-becoming friend, Stephanie Lambert, who is the executive director of the Texas Homeschool Coalition. And Stephanie, the last time I talked to you was last year, around this time, and you said something that just stuck with me, and I have repeated it so many times, and so I just wanted to have this conversation with you again about the ways that homeschooling, the ways that it's changing. One of the things that you said that I thought was, I don't know, it's just, was it jolting? Was it sobering? Maybe all of those things, both of those things. But you said that there was a time when parents homeschooled because they were running towards something. But now parents are homeschooling because they are running away from something. And I'm hoping that we can have a conversation around what motivates parents to home educate?
Well, it's great to be together again.
Yes.
I love getting to be spend more and more time with my friend Miki.
Thank you.
I was homeschooled myself. My parents homeschooled in the 80s and 90s before homeschooling was even considered legal in the state of Texas. They spent a lot of time connecting with other families who were like-minded, and there were very few. They started a local homeschool group. They ended up starting our state homeschool organization. And at that time, they tell the story of hearing a radio program, hearing Dr. Raymond Moore on the Focus on the Family show, and he talked about this idea of parents educating their own kids. And my parents' thought process was, we want to instill our values in the kids. And this was a time that schools weren't really so evidently bad, you know?
Yeah.
You still had respect in the schools, and you still had some schools with Bible and prayer and that kind of thing. But at that time, my parents thought, we can give our children something more, and somebody is going to be shaping them, and we want to be those people. So what caused them to choose to homeschool was a desire for more for their children.
Yes.
And today, what we're hearing so much of, you know, that since COVID in 2020,
yes,
across the country, homeschooling has doubled.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
And in the state of Texas, homeschooling has tripled.
Wow.
So it is the fastest growing form of education. In the state of Texas, there are more homeschooled children than private school and charter school children combined.
Oh, wait, say that again. In the state of Texas, there are more homeschooled children than both private and charter combined.
Yes. Yes. You just don't see the buildings. So it's not that obvious,
right? That's right. Yeah.
But parents are facing these challenges. One of the number one reasons they're pulling their kids out of public school is bullying.
Okay.
Bullying is one reason. Since COVID, they started to gain exposure to what their children were learning.
Yes.
And they realized we have to get away from this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're running from something. It's different from when my parents had a vision of something better and something more. These parents realize they have no choice.
Wow.
They've got to get their children out. So the motivation behind what's causing people to homeschool, even though it's really great, I think it's a rainbow in the rain from COVID that more and more parents are getting involved in their own kids' education, because that's what it takes. No matter what kind of education a child has, parental involvement is absolutely key, right?
For sure.
So we're seeing so much more. There is no form of education that involves more parental involvement than homeschooling, right?
Yes.
So that's a wonderful thing. But the motivation behind why people are doing it has changed from when homeschooling became a big thing in the 80s and 90s.
So how does that change the way you interact with families and what you guys do with the Texas Homeschool Coalition? Like, how does that dynamic start to shift? Because I would imagine that whereas once you were certain or could be certain that you and, you know, a lot of homeschooling families were all on the same page, like what motivates us and why we're here. And so we could comfortably speak the same message and meet in the same place. But now you've got this diversity of conviction. And so you're talking to an audience that may not share your social positions on issues or your ideological positions in some instances, but have chosen to homeschool. How do you navigate that? It's still a mission field, but you still have a commitment to your convictions as well.
That's a great question. So I think it's really a huge opportunity. I think instead of going to a homeschool conference and thinking I'm going to be talking to people and be with people who are just like me.
Yeah.
And even for our organization, we host homeschool conferences. So we kind of went through this whole thought process of, we are Christians. Our faith informs the work that we do.
Yes.
The reason that I continue to work with the Texas Homeschool Coalition after growing up in it, now that I work alongside my parents, because I believe that God is using the homeschool movement to raise up leaders and to, as a discipleship tool for parents to share the gospel with their own kids. And I believe that God is changing he's going to change the world and his kingdom through kids who are being homeschooled today.
Yeah.
So we had to go through the thought process of, we are Christians. Do we host a secular conference? Because there are a lot of people now who are secular who are doing it for different reasons, and bring them in that way. And we just came to the clarity that, you know, we just have to be who we are. Have a missional mindset.
Yeah.
So we host a Christian homeschool conference. And if you come to this conference, you'll know, I mean, it's a Christian conference.
Yes, no
plus
question.
Homeschool, really.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Because that's really what it's all about. Homeschooling is not the silver bullet.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is the answer.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
So really we had to go through the thought process and be like, decide how we're going to navigate this is, we are going to be who we are, which is Christian.
Yes.
And we are going to provide an excellent experience for families, whether they're Christian or not Christian. We're going to serve and we're going to advocate and we're going to support and we're going to educate whatever families come in our doors. And we're going to share the gospel while we're here.
Yes, absolutely. And that is what I think is so incredible, right? That you keep saying this, and I think it's because I think even when you say it, it is the reality of what every believer is challenged to live. Be who you are. You keep saying that. And I think that is where we need to always stand when it comes to cultural engagement, when it comes to our political engagement. And these are the questions. Like, what are we going to do? How are we going to respond? We have to be who we are. So I'm curious to know, Stephanie, as you guys are, you know, operating comfortably in the conviction that you guys are followers of the Lord Jesus, right? How have non-Christian families responded? How have you seen THSC's conventions change, and what's happening with that?
Well, you know, we try to be very clear. We're not trying to surprise anyone. We're not trying to bait and switch.
That's right.
So we work to be very clear in our marketing and in our communication that we are a Christian organization and this is a Christian conference. So we do have some people that don't like that. My dad tells a story that he had a guy tell him, and we've been a Christian conference for a long time, you know, but as the homeschool movement started to change, we just thought and talked and prayed through that and really came to the clarity just keep it up. So my dad tells the story that he had a guy to contact him and say, I like what you do. I like your organization. I just don't like all the God talk.
Wow.
And he just told him, you know, this is who we are.
Yeah.
And our faith informs what we do, which everyone's does. What you believe affects what you do.
Oh,
right?
Whether Stephanie, that is an excellent point. Okay, I love what you just said, because we are not unique as Christians in that who we are, what we believe, informs what we do. Everyone operates this way. But for some reason, we as Christians, we have internalized this idea that we should separate who we are from what we do, when the rest of the world doesn't do the same thing.
No.
I mean, I think that is, yes, it's an excellent point.
The Rocky Mountain Homeschool Conference happening in Denver, Colorado is June 13th through the 15th, and the Addisons are going to be there. We would love to connect with you.
Yes, we would love to. We're going to be ready, because I hear that the air is thin out there, so we got to be ready.
So how are you preparing for that?
Are you doing breath exercises?
Yeah, breathing exercises?
Yeah, breathing exercises. You know, I'm getting my cardio on down here so
I can
be ready.
Well, so am I.
I heard it's like mountainous. I don't know if they're going to be in the Rocky Mountains.
Okay, here's my question. If you drive, don't you allow yourself to gradually adjust to the altitude rather than like, you know, getting off a plane and then just boom, and now you're dead?
I mean,
I'm sorry, that was an exaggeration.
That would make sense, I think, but I don't know how it works. I'm just telling you, we need to be prepared. Nebulizer, you know, pump, like we got some kids that
we will be there. You guys, listen, please come and we would love to shake your hand.
Yes.
You will recognize us not only because we're podcasting, but because we'll be the family with the matching oxygen tanks. Just they'll be color coordinated.
Hey.
Like, get even little Timmy will have his own oxygen tank. It'll be okay. We'll
be
fine.
You can
learn more about the Rocky Mountain Homeschool Conference by going to cultureproof.net. Click on engage and you'll see a list of events letting you know exactly where we're going to be.
That's right.
Cultureproof.net.
Yeah. So it's so vital that we take the time to stop and think and pray and consider through, who are we?
Yeah.
Let's consider our own identity. Let's remember that we are not who we serve.
Yeah,
you know, we're not first and foremost sisters or brothers or aunts or uncles or parents or spouses, really. We are children of God, and we
Amen.
Are here for a purpose.
Yes.
And so, like, let's get that clear for ourselves. Like, what does that look like in my mind? And then for us as an organization, that looks like keep doing what we're doing. You know, and my dad tells that guy, that's okay. I understand that you feel that way, but you know what? We're going to continue to serve you.
Amen.
And we'll fight for your freedom
to
continue to homeschool your children and to teach your children what they believe, because God gave his children to him.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about fighting for people's freedoms. I mean, you guys just had a good election season here in Texas, where there were candidates at the local level that you guys were putting forth, alerting parents, and voters turned out. And it seemed that in some instances, there was an overwhelming response that in the state of Texas, parents, whether they're Christian or not, they do want freedom. And they do want candidates who will affirm that parents are entrusted with the responsibility of overseeing their kids and making vital decisions about their health care. How is THSC involved in helping to navigate the right position on current cultural issues that play out politically?
So we've got Heidi St. John speaking with us this week. And one of the things she keeps talking about is that Christians need to get off the bench and into the game.
Yes.
And the church needs to stand up and participate. God has given us in America the ability to be part of the process.
Yes.
And so we recognize that's true too within the homeschool community, the Christians within the homeschool community. We also recognize that the freedom to homeschool is only one legislative session away from being gone and being taken from us. So how do you defend that? What's the best strategy to defend that? Well, we believe the best defense is a good offense. And so really, my parents, the pioneers who have gone before me, they have been endorsing candidates since before I was working, you know, officially with THSC.
Yeah.
We now have vetting committees. So we've recruited parents, and we try to cast the vision to the homeschool community that our political involvement, meaning going to vote, if nothing else, go to vote. If you can do more, you know, we've recruited parents. We've got 9 committees of parents around the state.
Wow.
And they interview candidates, and they educate them while they're interviewing them about our positions on homeschooling and parental rights.
Yes.
We interviewed over 100 candidates. Some of them, we endorsed over 150 based on people we already knew and that kind of thing. And we saw our people come out to vote. And there were many things that took place. Again, COVID has really brought parental rights to the forefront.
Yes.
People want the freedom to make medical decisions for their kids. They want the freedom to make educational decisions. And we, as an organization, understand that the right to raise and to educate your children is what the right to homeschool is even based on.
Sure.
So we've won the battle for homeschool freedom. The law is clear on that. We still actually have to advocate when school districts don't know what the law is.
Right.
But right now, where that is at stake is in just your freedom to make decisions to let your child play outside or to let your child, you know, wear what you plan for them or whatever it is. Medical decisions especially is a big one. So we're involved in those conversations, yeah. And we encourage our parents to be involved.
Stephanie, so for THSC and looking at the type of organization that you guys are, what do you think would be some of the immediate benefits of parents who may be listening and, you know, they are in the state of Texas and they say, you know, I've been homeschooling for a while and I'm just not really affiliated. I'm just kind of like doing my thing. How might you encourage them to come and learn what THSC is all about and how you guys might be able to just come alongside them and help them do what they're already doing, maybe more efficiently, or even provide some wisdom and some insight that they may be unaware of?
Well, that's a great question. We surveyed a lot of homeschoolers and found that many, many people aren't connected to a local group. 50% of the people that responded said they weren't connected to a local group. They weren't connected. And so I just want to put out there that homeschooling is not intended to be an individual, you're all by yourself, alone all the time, mm-hmm. kind of a thing. Like, God ordained fellowshipping together,
yes,
through the church.
Right. That's right.
And
yes.
he ordained the body of Christ, and
yes.
we're made for community.
Yep.
So I would absolutely encourage people to go to our website. We do one conference in the DFW area, Fort Worth, where we are right now. We've got another one coming up in the Houston area,
yes.
at the end of May, the first day of June. And it is just so amazingly sweet to come into a place and be surrounded by people who believe what you believe.
Yeah.
They're doing what you're doing. You can talk shop.
Yeah.
We've got homeschool coaches. We've got moms and dads. I had a dad tell me yesterday, we're about to finish, but we're going to keep coming back because we've got people to encourage. And I told him, yes.
That is so awesome.
Like, when you finish homeschooling your kids, come back, because, you know, a lot of people's mom or mother-in-law, they don't homeschool. They didn't homeschool. They don't know how to help. But we've got people who have gone before. So you can come to these events. We've got speakers, just such a wealth of information, who have homeschooled their own kids, who have graduated them, who are in the middle of it, who are in
yes.
the thick of it, and
yes.
can give you practical day-to-day, today kind of information,
yes,
too.
Right now.
As well as all the vendors and then, you know, entertainment at lunch and just opportunities to connect with people. And that's absolutely important.
It seems like your message is resonating with the homeschoolers of Texas. I learned, I think yesterday, that you guys have more than doubled your attendance just from last year. And we were here last year and we thought, oh my goodness, there's an incredible number of people here. But there are more people here this year than last year.
There are more people this year than last year, which makes sense because homeschooling is booming, right?
Yes, absolutely. So as you look forward, as you look ahead to the future, and you think about THSC's role in encouraging parents all across the state of Texas, what are your short and long-term goals? What do you guys want to accomplish?
Well, our vision is to see a foundation of freedom established, and to see the leaders raised up through these families for the next generation. So legislatively, for us, that looks like we are working right now to, the next legislative session will start in January. We're working to pass a constitutional amendment to protect homeschooling in Texas. So right now we are one of the best states in the nation in which to homeschool. The legislature in Texas, the homeschool community through the Texas Homeschool Coalition has a very strong presence in the legislature. We've
Excellent.
Had some really great legislative sessions recently. we are not unaware of the fact that the situation may not always be as it is. We have a lot of people moving into Texas from more liberal states.
Yes.
And so basically what we want to do right now is set up a foundation of freedom into the future where we've actually got it in the Texas Constitution that the right to homeschool is protected.
Mm.
And we're going to be doing that same exact thing. We're going to be doing a parental rights constitutional amendment as well. So right now, while we have the people in the legislature that we have, we want to get that into the Texas Constitution. So that's one of our major initiatives for this next legislative session.
Stephanie, look, I just want to say, I'm not a Texan, okay? But if I were, I would say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing, because there's so many parents that, you know, we're in the thick of it. We want those freedoms. We want that protection. And we wish someone would think about doing that. And then if you invite me to show up, I'm going to be there. I'm going to say yes. But you guys are putting in the work beforehand and you're laboring on behalf of parents. So I just want to say thank you. I mean, I think it's a huge show of the wisdom of God to have strategy and to have a mission and to see that eternally focused, right? That parents would have the freedoms that God has entrusted to them to parent their children. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Miki. And by the way, you can consider yourself an honorary Texan.
I take it. Yes. I will take that. Yes, thank you. I felt my cowboy hat just be placed gently on my head right when you said
that.
And
I see your boots.
I got to get my boots. Yes. Okay, next year I'm going to have the boots.
All right.
Thank you, Stephanie.
It's good to be with you.
When we resist those cultural trends that rival the truth, we remain culture proof. Until next time, Lord willing, God bless.